It's early April, and that means baseball, of course. And Al Martin is with us here of Current Sports to look ahead at the coming seasons in a season that's already going strong for the MSU Spartans. Before we jump into the hickory and the horse hide here, Al, Tom Izzo, how many baseball cliches do you think we can squeeze into this conversation? I think that should be our goal.
Right, without a doubt, right?
Tom Izzo is in the running for induction this year into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. I guess we'll learn today if this year is his year. Do you think? I think the consensus is he's in. The question is whether it's this year or later. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, Mark, I was actually sitting back doing some work on my laptop on the couch late last night. And as much as Tom Izzo, kind of ironic here, right? Izzo hates social media. He hates Twitter, Facebook, all of that can pretty much go down in the trash, right? But that's how it got leaked last night that Tom Izzo will be a Hall of Famer. Actually, two national pundits. One, I believe, that works for Fox Sports. Oh, just on Twitter, he couldn't contain himself and announced it on his Twitter page that Tom Izzo will be among those getting inducted on September 9th at the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
So this is a credible tweet.
It's a credible tweet. Two, actually, from two national pundits. They tweeted it out, and actually, I was watching the news last night. WLNS TV6 picked it up, and they announced it as well on their airwaves. The official announcement comes in about an hour, Mark, on ESPN SportsCenter. But as of right now, again, credible sources are saying that Tom Izzo will be one of those names called at 11 o'clock, the newest class into the Hall of Fame.
Now, I imagine Fred and Stout and all of these other guys are pestering Tom as we speak.
Right, hitting his lineup right now.
Trying to get some response ahead of what appears to be his induction. Has Tom said anything about this?
No.
You know? He's been silent
no
about
comment.
It.
If he did make a comment, I'm sure we would have got something via email, the media, local media around here. Nothing in my email box, but I'm sure after 11 o'clock we'll get a statement from Tom and he will have a word on it without a doubt. And the class, I mean, you know, there's a few names that are eligible right now to join Tom in this class. And you mentioned guys like, you know, Bo Ryan possibly, Shaquille O'Neal, Allen Iverson, Yao Ming. I mean, pretty cool company that's expected to be slated along with Tom Izzo's name. But, I mean, we expected this, though, right? I mean, Tom Izzo, when you look at his basketball resume,
sure,
Mark, I mean, it stacks up against anybody.
A shoe-in.
So it doesn't really surprise me.
He's a shoe-in. I imagine he would just as soon be in Houston than being inducted into the Hall. He'd gladly delay his induction into the Hall of Fame for a chance to be in Houston
Certainly.
Now, but that's just not the way it worked out.
Right.
On to baseball. Al, what has MSU Spartan baseball, what's gotten it off to such a strong start?
How impressive has this team been, Mark? I mean, first off, they started the year 14-1, which actually at the time is the best start in school history. Again, off to one of the best starts in school history. 18-4 right now, 3-0 in the Big Ten Conference. They swept Rutgers 2 weekends ago. And when you look at this team, top to bottom, Mark, there is nothing right now that this MSU baseball team is doing wrong. Now, going into the Oregon series, which, of course, due to old man weather, they weren't able to get in the 3-game series that they were slated for against Oregon this past weekend. They were only able to play on Friday in a thrilling game. It was a 10th-inning Jordan Zimmermann walk-off home run win for the Spartans. But the stats leading up to that series, Mark, get this, MSU pitching staff leads the Big Ten with a 2.31 ERA, which nationally ranks 8th. Then the bullpen, get this, again, stats going into that Oregon series. They have allowed just 18 earned runs in 69.2 work of innings. That's unbelievable. And the group has combined overall for a 6-0 record with 7 saves. And at bat, again, you got to be able to have big bats if you want to have a record like that, right? MSU ranks 2nd in the conference with a .321 batting average and .388 on base percentage. The offense, get this stat, outscoring opponents 142-69 this year, Mark. If that numbers don't equate to win, something's wrong with the game, right? I mean, it's really unbelievable what Jake Boss is doing. And what really blows my mind, we had Jake Boss on the show last week, Current Sports last week, to talk about the incredible start to the year. And one thing that Jake talked about was how what makes this team so different from other teams he's coached is the chemistry. They are so tight, but what's even more mind-boggling is that they sent 8 players to the Major League Baseball draft this past year, the most ever in program history.
And they're
one
still
season.
Putting together a season.
And they're still – and they're so young. I mean, we're talking about just 3 seniors on this team, Mark, 8 juniors, 14 sophomores, and 9 freshmen. All young pups going out there and getting the job done. It's really remarkable. It blows my mind.
Well, you think about the glory that has accrued to Tom Izzo and to Mark D'Antonio. More recently, you wonder if Jake Boss isn't making a bid to make MSU's baseball program as elite a program in that sport as Izzo and D'Antonio have in basketball and football. Do you think he's aware of that?
Oh,
I mean, did
certainly.
You talk with him about that?
Certainly. I've talked to not only Jake Boss Jr., but many coaches about the camaraderie between each other. I mean, I've talked to Tom Minkle about this, Jackie Joseph of the MSU softball team. You can go on and on and on. They talk about how close they are as a unit, and when they see another program in Spartan lore have success, that success feeds off of one another. And I think a lot of that has to do with just motivation. You know, if you're playing for the MSU baseball team and you look at the success of other programs like D'Antonio's football team or Izzo's basketball team, you want to keep that tradition alive. You want to win just like they are. And that motivates and fuels them each and every time they go out and to play. So I just think it's one of those situations where when you breed a certain culture, a winning culture, it naturally feeds off into other areas as well.
We just need the weather to break and enable more people to get out and actually enjoy some of the this week. I don't think is going to be the game or the week. We've got the Crosstown the Crosstown Showdown Wednesday to kick off the Lugnut season against MSU. Of course, this is the the 10th game, and the Lugnuts lead that set 7-2. What's in play here besides hometown bragging rights?
Well, and that's a very good question, Mark. I think when you evaluate a game like this for both parties, again, it's an exhibition game, so it doesn't do anything to hurt you record-wise. But for Michigan State, they've always looked at the Crosstown Showdown as proving grounds that they can play with the big boys. I mean, you're talking about professional baseball players here. If you can beat the Lansing Lugnuts, then it shows, and I think, you know, etches in stone, that you're a pretty good team. I mean, you're going against big league ball players here, guys that are being called up constantly to the majors to play, and if you can compete with them and let alone beat them, it does a lot for your confidence and ego moving forward. Again, this team is already hot, Michigan State 18-4, and if you're the Lugnuts, I think you just to start off on a positive note, again, exhibition game to start the year, you just want to get a dub just to feel good. So, and if anything, it's just a fun time. It's just a fun time going out there and just playing baseball for the fun of it.
Well, it would be an affirmation for the Spartans here to really affirm what an extraordinary season they're having, since they trail in the series overall 2-7. 2 other things to drop in. Tigers kick off their season tomorrow against Miami in Florida. We also want to acknowledge Michigan State women's basketball player Ariel Powers completed her collection of postseason honors on Saturday when she was named Women's Basketball Coaches Association Honorable Mention All-America. We got to leave it at that. Al Martin of Current Sports on radio and television here on WKAR. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Anytime, Mark.
Good to see you.